Welcome to another episode of Luna Aroma, a series that contemplates seasonal themes through ponderings by yours truly and a guided aromatic encounter with an essential oil I feel resonates with the current moon time. Today, I feel so lucky. I hope you do too. Today is the spring equinox as I'm recording this, an auspicious time. And as the moon phase exits the dark moon time, we find ourselves rhythmically back at the new moon, the last time we met. Seasonally, we are transitioning from earth to water. Like the rushing of water, we may have eagerness to emerge from winter. I was just planting radish seeds and pea seeds this weekend. But the March time of transition keeps us in check, reminding us to keep it slow and steady. Here, it's been chilly. It was really windy this weekend, but darn it, I was out there planting those seeds. And how is it by you, right? Are you looking to rush just like I am? But we gotta hold back. And here we are, you know, lunar time, moon time. It is inherently about change, transition, movement. As the saying goes, once things stops, that's death, right? Becoming and unbecoming while being wholly you the whole time. March, many people call worm time, sugar time, sap time. It's time you tap the maple trees and make maple syrup. It's also bird time, migration time. Some folks call this eagle moon time. It depends on where you live. Around here, it's that time that the beautiful ospreys start coming back to the area to mate and raise their young and feast on local fish. I've seen worm castings over the past few weeks, definitely a sign that life is waking up from hibernation, hence worm moon. This is a time of emerging, quickening, spring awakening, sexual awakening, the sap rising, wood growing, the sexual innuendos abound. And we can become so eager and excited like a foolish adolescent full of excitement and totally foolish. I don't know about you, but if I think back to my adolescent self, I just shake my head at the foolishness and stupidity of so many things. But yes, there is the wise saying of not too tight, not too loose. We look for the middle path, the middle ground, and look for Goldilocks, finding the just right, knowing that it's always moving. We are at the cusp of new beginnings, but we can't flow as quickly as the sap or try to fly as high and far as the birds. Think like the awakening soil, the worms and insects slowly getting back to work. February and juniper berry themes were about honoring the lessons of patience and foundation from the cold north, the earth, our elders. Now we turn to gentle cleansing, renewal, and we slowly settle into spring without the foolish eagerness of an adolescent. We must bathe and slowly merge into spring's waters. How do we moderate ourselves when the earth awakens and sexuality stirs? A practice of living through the senses, maybe. The sensorial world, which directly engages sensuality, the gateway to watery intuition. We move into a watery time of year, snow melts, vernal ponds are created. With that comes growth that is well served by tapping into what water represents, subconscious, intuition, flow. It is time to trust and tap into your intuition, our intuition, and slowly transition into activity as the sap starts running in the maple trees. Sensuality is stirring, and we must prepare for this. And from an aromatherapy standpoint, I turn to the languid, watery nature of Ilan Ilan. The Latin binomial is Canenga odorata. Ilan Ilan is a wet oil whose personality I feel floats and dances. It shares the heady aromatic notes of sweet hyacinth, narcissus, daffodil, lilacs. They'll be coming soon. Some of which I just walked by a hyacinth earlier today on 10th Street in the West Village, and you could smell those as you were approaching, and it was just such a delight. Ilan Ilan, to me, is emblematic of renewal, spring, awakening, sexual awakening, the languidness of genuine sensuality. Ilan Ilan flowers come from a beautiful evergreen tree who thrives in tropic and subtropical climates. Similar to night jasmine, Ilan Ilan's flowers bloom at night when its pollinators, such as moths, are out. Pollination by moon and starlight, just imagine that. You may choose to connect with jasmine at this time if you like, as we get into the meditation part, or maybe you will stick with Ilan Ilan. So we're going to start stepping into the guided aromatic encounter. If you'd like, please pause, get out your bottle of Ilan Ilan or maybe jasmine, and maybe you'd like to make yourself a cup of jasmine tea. If you're lucky, maybe you have Ilan Ilan growing in your yard or by you. So get settled in and join me. This new moon time is an invitation to access your vital energy, your intuition, to connect with your senses, to emerge from the numbness of winter, from the grasp of your mind's inner critic. Now, I just put a drop of Ilan Ilan on a scent strip. Maybe you want to put a drop on a cotton pad or a scent strip, or do direct palm inhalation where you put one drop on your inner palm. That's funny, inner palm. Your palms are inner. And get ready to smell and let me guide you. We embark upon a journey through the sensual, watery, languid depths of your inner world. Awaken your intuition, trust your senses, trust nuance, trust your body. Close your eyes. Continue smelling. You are taken to a place that is warm. You are outside. It is twilight, the sun making way for the night to come. This is around the time when night pollinators visit Ilan Ilan for its sweet nectar. A light breeze tickles your face and moves your clothing. The air is heavy with aromas of Ilan Ilan flowers. It is quiet enough to hear the rushing of water nearby. You walk towards the sound. A gentle flowing river enters your vision as you walk among the trees, though you are drawn to a particular tree, Ilan Ilan, at the water's edge, and you seek its company. A moth flutters by you. You are not startled as the air touches your face. You follow the moth as it lands on a blooming Ilan Ilan flower of the tree you are headed to. Lean in. You smell the flower near the moth and are washed with Ilan Ilan's aromas, wondering if you are experiencing the same things as that moth. Trust your intuition. You have the answers you seek. You notice how the moth sips sweetly fortifying nectar from the flower in exchange for pollination. It is a sustaining exchange for both tree and moth, symbiosis. You are in awe of this exchange, of gifts and take a bit of pollen from the same flower to taste it in your mouth. You revel in the gifts Earth gives you at every moment, wondering what you may give in return. Trust your intuition. You have the answers you seek. The moth moves on to find another flower, and you notice an older flower, one that is drooping. You run your hands across its petals slowly, gently, and you notice the texture of the petals against your hand as they fall into the water and you watch them float away. And you think upon something you can release just as the tree released those particular petals. Trust your intuition. You have the answers you seek. Feeling relaxed, you sit down on the ground and watch the petals drift away on the water. Your eyes feel heavy and you close them. You're aware of the buzzing of insects going around about their business, the slight wind in the trees, the water's ebb and flow. Within this quiet rush, you notice your own sounds, your breath, your heartbeat, the sound of you swallowing, the sound of digestion and integration. And you cherish the sounds of your body, listening to what it needs. What is your body telling you? Trust your intuition. You have the answers you seek. Your eyes are still closed. You are supported by the aromas of Ilan Ilan, the taste of its pollen, the sight of the moth and flowers, and the sounds in and around you. With your eyes closed, you can still see as the moth sees in the darkness, using your senses and intuitive lunar illumination. What do you see within yourself that is just as beautiful? Trust your intuition. You have the answers you seek. Ilan Ilan may be turned to as a conduit for tapping into and accessing and stirring up sensuality and intuition. Like the moth and the flower, turn to your senses to access your intuition and sensuality. Reflecting, what came up during these moments together? Thank you for taking time out of your day to connect with this experience. New moon, new intentions, Luna aroma. I bid you and wish you a peaceful transition into spring. And as I say at the end of every Essential Aromatica episode, Luna aroma or not, ciao for now.